Mary Jane, J-A-N-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, 74-year-old young lady, comes in today with history of hypertension, COPD, arthritis, DJD, complaining of left leg pain, left leg swelling, and left heel pain, period. In the paragraph, patient states that at nighttime, she has slight swelling about the left leg and left foot, and she's quite concerned about a blood clot, period. In the paragraph, she does have a history of coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease. She's being worked up for syncope at this time, period. Medical problems, as above, surgery, hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Medication list is a list that's provided. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Family history, no colon cancer reported. Maintenance colonoscopies up to date. Mammogram was done a couple years ago. She's not interested in any mammogram at this time, period. COVID immunizations up to date. Miss Mary was found to be alert, awake, in no distress. Review of system, off and on, left foot swelling, left leg pain, left heel pain. Has had history of syncope. Seen her cardiologist for echocardiogram. And work up with possible cardiac arrhythmia, and has been seen in neurologists for leg pain and symptoms of neuropathy, period, in the past. Her weight's 148, 99%, 97.8, 2065, 130 over 100, which is elevated today. She patient states that the blood pressure always goes up in the doctor's office, period. Heart positive, small positive, still. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows no rash around the cusp with tiny lesion. There's no swelling about the left foot. There's good range of motion. There's also positive pulses noted. X-ray of the left foot and ankle shows heel spurs. Ultrasound of the left leg shows no evidence of DVT, mild to moderate PVD noted. Assessment number one, foot pain, possible neuropathy as the cause of her leg pain, edema multifactorial. Patient, no evidence of DVT noted. Patient's taking losartan and hydrochlorothiazide, which she has not taken yet, hence the increased blood pressure. Next one is at Celebrex, 200 milligrams twice a day. Next number is x-rays discussed with patient. Next one is ultrasound discussed with patient. Next one is follow-up with the cardiologist regarding her syncopal issues. Next number is no sign of DVT. No PVD was noted, except for mild PVD. Next number... elevate the foot, moist heat with Epsom salt, wrap, and evaluation in 2 weeks. If not improved, we'll send to a podiatrist. Thank you.